Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
After the 1 o'clock hour, welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. We heard from Katie Tate with PDC Energy moments ago. She was fantastic. And again, you listen to Live and Local Radio. It's made possible by the sponsors that put it together, that help us put it together, and the listeners that support these businesses, guys. So if you like what you're hearing, we have, I'm telling you right now, this is an amazing lineup. Our morning show, Good Morning NoCo, with Tanner Schwind and Brian Gary, Angel running the board. They are doing a wonderful job. The best morning show. I mean, for my money, the best morning show in the state. They have a fun job, a fun time while still getting the news and information out that matters to you. Clark and the coach. I'm just talking about the local lineup. Clark and the coach. We just talked to Bruce Dick earlier. You know, the king of preps. This station has been the king of preps for a long time. And that's because of guys like Clark and what he's done on the prep side. But bringing in Coach Bruce Dick this last year to do this program right before us has been fantastic. And then, of course, our preps coverage and UNC Bears coverage. We've got Rodeo Radio coming up with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwartz. They're going to be broadcasting the rodeo live from the Greeley Stampede. So you can listen while you're there. You can't make a few nights, whatever. You want to tune in. There's going to be some local cowboys in this thing. So you're going to want to check it out. I'm just telling you. It's these businesses that do it, that put this together for us. You know, I talk about PDC Energy. On the Rocks Liquor was with me from the start as well. On the Rocks Liquor, the best liquor store around. They bring a game beer every single week. This one's from Colorado Native Brewing. Local. Pretty basic, pretty easy. You know what? I like it. It gets the point across. Low-calorie beer. Local. That makes sense. Pick up selections from Colorado Native Brewing or any of your adult favorite adult beverages. You can use the drive-thru. They're open until midnight every single night. That is On the Rocks Liquor. Stop on by for their free tastings going on this Friday at On the Rocks from, ooh, check this out, from Seven Cellars Wines. Will be on hand to show off their Elway Reserve Cabernet and Chardonnay. So, Broncos fans, Elway fans, get down there. Let's ride, huh? Stop by On the Rocks Liquor. Tell them we sent you here from the whole show powered by PDC Energy. The Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Who is under more pressure to live up to their first round pick status this season, Jerry Jeudy or Bradley Chubb? I think it's Bradley Chubb easily, but some of you are going a different route. That's understandable. I get it, especially with what happened last week. You're thinking Jeudy is entering bust territory. Bradley Chubb has been a formidable player when he's on the field. Nothing special, but a formidable player. So that's why I can understand why some of you, because like, who's been better on the field overall? Jerry Jeudy in his 2 years and Chubb in his, what, four? This is his fourth year, I think. Who's been, Bradley Chubb's the better, has been the better player. In my mind. Now, the stats don't really show on either side. Receivers are going to accrue more stats than a pass rusher. That's just the way it is. But I think Bradley Chubb has been the overall better player when he's on the field. Now, injuries, again, play such a huge role in what he's been about these last few years. So, the pressure's still on Chubb, though. Even though you might say Chubb is okay, he's been better, and you could probably see a long-term deal with him more so than you would Jerry Jeudy at this point. Well, because also Judy's, it's crowded, man. Sutton, Tim Patrick, I mean, KJ Hamler. Bradley's still the best. I mean, Randy Gregory, okay, but is Chubb still the best, like, pound-for-pound athlete as far as the pass rushers go? I think that would be a tough debate. Nick Benito, we don't know yet. But Chubb and Randy Gregory right there. Jeudy has two to three guys. I mean, two guys at least that I think you're putting over him in the depth chart. That's Tim Patrick and Courtland Sutton. If the tight end, if this Greg Dulcich works out as much as we're thinking he's going to work out, apparently he just tore it up in rookie camp, then, you know, you're going to have another weapon. Zach was telling us yesterday from DNVR Broncos that this guy can go downfield. He can release and go downfield. Well, so if you have that, then that's another option. And even though he won't move Jerry Jeudy up or down in the depth chart, he will certainly move Jerry Jeudy up or down in terms of productivity. So you could realistically say three other options on the offensive side over Jeudy, and maybe that's even without Dulcich if Albert Okwuegbunam goes. We're probably going to get his name down, and then he's going to be replaced. That's how that usually goes, Jades. You figure out his name, and then gonzo. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Dixon, going to have to get in line behind me at On the Rocks Liquor for that wine. Oh, of course Dixon's going to go out and get Dixon, the arch nemesis of the show. He's got to be better at wine than he was as a GM, boys. Am I right? Yeah. Would you try the wine, Dixon? Would that be like blasphemy in your house? Would you try it? Maybe we ought to go buy Dixon a bottle of the Elway Reserve Cabin Chardonnay. Why does it feel like wine? Like, wine's good. You can drink it out of a box. I like that. But why does it feel like anytime I say the name of a wine, I feel like a snob? Like, beer, craft beer is getting that way too. And I love both. I love wine. I love craft beer. Love it all. But it's like when I say the names of these, the Reserve Cabin Chardonnay. Again, it's damn good wine. Is Chardonnay a red wine or a white wine? I don't know. I'm asking the wrong guy, Jades. You don't even know what wine is.
I'm supposed to be a server now at Applebee's as well, and I still don't even know.
Can you serve? Can you serve stuff?
You only have to be 18.
Oh, really?
To serve?
I didn't know that.
I think you only have to be 18 in the state of Colorado to pour too.
Oh, really?
So I could theoretically bartend.
Okay, so you could learn. You could learn whether or not a Chardonnay is a red or a white.
Yeah, I'm supposed to know, but I mean.
Well, give me some efforting.
Alrighty.
Chardonnay. A red wine? No. Okay. It's not. It's a white wine. This is some of the hard-hitting stuff that you don't get anywhere else. Chardonnay is typically produced as a dry white wine as opposed to sweet and is often medium to full-bodied. What do you think?
Do you know the scale of beers, like from darker to lighter?
Like the names of them and stuff? Like IPAs and stuff?
Yeah.
Not really.
I'm supposed to know that too, but I have no idea. All I know is Snout's the darkest. Or Stout. Oh my gosh, I'm going to live that one. I said that to my parents too, and now I'm not going to live that one down.
You were like, I'm not going to say it on the air. Oh, I said it on the air, didn't I? Okay. I can't see. My eyes are getting. Jades, give me your glasses, man. Stout, porter, brown ale, Irish red ale, amber ale, IPA, pale ale, Hefeweizen, blonde ale, and pale lager. So, do you want me to send that to you or send you a screenshot of that?
Yeah, I might need it just so that I can say stout instead of snout.
I can see you waiting out there. Would you like the new snout we just got in? It's not from a pig.
Someone's just going to think that that's like the specialty meal.
Yeah, probably. I'll have the snout. You know, Jaden's been talking up the snout for a while. I think I'll have that.
That's actually you know what? I'm going to suggest that to marketing. Any restaurant ever, a snout and stout deal.
Yes, I think that's a great idea. Does that pair well? Does pig snout pair well with stout?
I'll let you know.
Okay, let me know. Dixon says, here it is, over under 2.5 today. We're still under it. Need to serve at the Den instead, Jades. Hooligans are good tippers, or so I heard. Oh, boy. There it is. Or so I heard. Whatever. That's good. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. 0043. Should your expectations be a little bit tempered for the Broncos going into the 2022 season? And let's think about the history of these great quarterback additions, or even the idea of the great quarterback additions like Aaron Rodgers. When Peyton Manning was brought here as a free agent, it felt like there was pressure, but there was also, okay, he just had four neck surgeries, and we signed him as a free agent, so we didn't have to trade anything for him. You're just paying him a lot, but he is recovering from four neck surgeries. Will he be that great? I don't know what the expectations were at that point. I think they were high. I think they were definitely playoffs, and you know, okay, the Broncos are back. You know, this is the first time it feels like the Broncos since, you know, short stint with, I mean, Plummer was there for 3 years, but you only had 1 year where you actually kind of believed they might do something. And then obviously in the dark times, the quarterback dark times before and after Plummer, you know, Jay Cutler was a name, but didn't really work out. So when Manning got here, the optimism and the enthusiasm was through the roof, but the realistic expectations, were they Super Bowl or bust? Because they didn't go that year. Of course, that was the Baltimore Ravens year. It's like the Voldemort Nick thing. We don't say the names. That's one of them. We have like three things on this show we don't say the names of. You know, V on Harry Potter, Mr. Wrong, if the insiders know, and we don't talk about that Ravens game anymore. We can talk about the Ravens. We can talk about other games. Just don't talk about that game. Or the guy's name that rhymes with Shrushream Shmore. We just don't want to go there. I think that rhymes. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Said Chris says, interesting poll question. What would Broncos get for a package, Judy and Chubb? Like today, you package those two guys, what are you getting for them? You're not getting much of anything for Bradley Chubb. Fifth round draft pick? What are you getting for Jerry Jeudy? Third and a fifth round for Jerry Jeudy and Bradley Chubb? Okay, what do you got, James?
I feel like you might be lucky to get a second round pick for both of them.
Yeah.
That's like generous.
You just take. You think you could get? Yeah. I'm thinking you just get like two, maybe one decent pick. Like straight across, if you just went Jeudy, is he worth a third round pick? I don't know.
The thing is I think these guys have a fairly high ceiling. It's just
I think Jeudy has the highest ceiling. Chubb. I mean, can he stay healthy? Number one, and if he can stay healthy, is he a special player?
Is Chubb a bust to you?
Okay. There's ways I look at busts. I guess if you're still a starter in this league, can you be considered a bust? Now, he's not living up to top five. He was drafted at number five, and Josh Allen, the guy that was, we all know, Quentin Nelson too, two really good players that were passed on by the Broncos, have been amazing. Josh Allen is now maybe heading into best quarterback in the league territory. Is Chubb a bust? I'm doing this more and more. It's my Hall of Fame thing. If it's not obvious, maybe he's not yet. But is there any middle ground between not a bust and a bust? Is there, not a bust, but he didn't live up to the hype? I'm trying to think. Of guys that the Broncos took in the last few rounds. You know, like, guys that are still pretty good over the years, and then they're just not, like, amazing. You know, I look at Bradley Roby. That was a guy that, wasn't he taken in the first round? When was he taken? Has it been that long ago? My goodness. Time flies when you're having fun. Bradley Roby was taken in the first round at 31. It's hard to say a 31st pick is a bust, but Roby didn't start for the portion of his career in Denver. He was the nickel and dime guy. But he was really good. He was part of the no-fly zone. They went and won the Super. I mean, again, the Super Bowl in 2015, right? So he was part of that, and he was getting better every year. Couldn't really make it to that next step, at least for Denver, and be that number one or two guy. Was he considered a bust? Was, let's see, I'm just looking at first round guys. I mean, Denver's had a lot of first round busts. Patrick Surtain, obviously, has got to be one of the best in the past several years. Is Noah Fant considered a bust? They traded him. Does that mean you're a bust? To that team, I suppose. Doesn't mean he couldn't go on and do something special. Garrett Bowles, is he considered a bust? No. He ended up playing out of the bust territory and got himself a new contract. He was picked 20, but no, not considered a bust. Bradley Chubb, until the Broncos make that announcement of he's not the starter anymore or moving on from him or we're not re-signing him, I don't think you can say he's a bust yet. Now, odds are he's going to fall into that territory. Can he salvage his career? This is the prove-it year, so he has to have a special year. What are the odds he has a special year based on what we've seen? Probably not great. Dixon says, Brady, I know you don't want to talk about that Ravens game anymore. Well, let me guess, Dixon. You're going to want to talk about it. But are you one of those guys that blames it all on Moore? No, I'm not. I actually was a big Raheem Moore fan. Or do you consider the fact that Vaughn and crew got zero pressure on Flacco? No, how about... Yeah, I'm with you on the last sentence. Took a knee with a minute and a half left and two timeouts with Manning as their quarterback. That is what I blame it on. 100%. Where were they? Weren't they on the 45? Where were they, on the 35? And you got a minute and a half left? Two timeouts? And you're not doing something with Peyton freaking Manning? Yeah, that's bad. That's bad coaching, and that started to lead to the end for John Fox because, well, I know they ended up going to the Super Bowl, they get smoked there, and then after the Colts game, it was bad. But that was just a bad decision by John Fox and company. 22 minutes after the hour. Short break coming up. No, I'm not one of those guys that blames Raheem Moore. He was a part of it. You got to get back. You're a safety for a reason. But it wasn't all on him. It was totally mismanaged. That game, absolutely mismanaged. We'll take a short break. You're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFK live from the Allo Communications Studios. We'll be right back.
Keep it tuned to Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA for Preps Baseball.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Glad you could be with us here. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFK. The Method Flow Products poll question of the day is available. Check it out. Who do you think's under more pressure to live up to their first-round pick status this season? And there you go, Hooligans, just like that, a flip-flop. Bradley Chubb now winning. With 60% of the Hooligans saying Bradley Chubb. See, I convinced them. I convinced you guys. That's what has to happen sometimes on this program. So look at the expectations for Russell Wilson. I was watching NFL Network. Was it this morning? Golly. I get up early, and sometimes the days seem like it's like they're 2 days. And Willie McGinnis on NFL Network, probably a replay from last night, but I watch in the morning. Has the Broncos going 9-8. Obviously missing the playoffs. He has them losing that key stretch down starting with Christmas Day. Losing to the Rams, losing to the Chiefs, losing to the Chargers. Obviously, that would 9-8 would not get the job done, especially in this division. So even the national expectations are not like, oh, Russell Wilson solves all. If the Broncos fail to make the playoffs, where are you feeling? How are you feeling? Where's your head at? I mean, are your expectations playoffs or bust? I think the Broncos are going to be a good team, and I've got my reasons. I think Patrick Surtain's really good. I think Javonte Williams is really good. I do think Bradley Chubb actually is going to turn it around. I don't know that he's going to do good enough to earn a contract. He might not be with Denver long, but I think he's, you know, 7 or 8 sack kind of guy. Randy Gregory should be good alongside Bradley Chubb. Nick Bonito as a rookie will get some meaningful reps. I like their corners. I like their safeties. Pat Surtain, Ronald Darby, Justin Simmons, Kareem Jackson. I love the secondary. Middle, inside linebacker, okay, we have some concerns. Alex Singleton and Josie Jewell set to start right there. But those are my biggest concerns. The defensive line, I'm kind of high on right now. Not really high on, but I'm thinking average to a little bit above average. Draymond Jones, Mike Purcell. DJ Jones. And then as far as backups, you know, you have McTelvin Agim, Deshaun Williams. So I think some of these guys will be pretty darn good. I think Patrick Surtain is a top 5 corner. I think Justin Simmons has got to be close to top 5 safety. Kareem Jackson, even though the market didn't really show, that guy's a baller, man. He can do it. I'm still shocked that he's with Denver. In both stints, I thought he'd be snatched up somewhere. Last year, he wasn't. He proved it. He proved his worth again. Still not snatched up. Shows you how the league views safeties, I guess. And then on the offensive side, love your running backs. Javonte Williams, Melvin Gordon, give me a B there. Wide receivers, I'll go C+ right now. Courtland Sutton, Tim Patrick, Judy, KJ Hamler. Tight end, it's hard to go too high. You can't go higher than a C with Albert O and then, you know, an unknown, even though we're hearing really good things about Greg. I don't know that you can go high right now. It might, like, I almost don't want to grade them. Offensive line, boy, that depends on the day, doesn't it? Garrett Bowles, Dalton Reisner. Is it going to be Luke Wattenberg or Lloyd Cushenberry? Graham Glasgow, Quinn Miners, Billy Turner, Tom Compton. Left side might be solidified. You might go B- to a C+. But we'll see how the center does. We'll see how the right side does if Graham could stay healthy. But the point is I think this team is good enough. Okay, with Drew Lock, Teddy Bridgewater combo, whatever the hell that was, you won 7 games. And you don't have Noah Fant anymore. You don't have Drew Lock anymore. And definitely going to be feeling not really feeling anything with Noah Fant. But I do think that that's going to be a good enough transition from Drew Lock to Russell Wilson. Shelby Harris is gone. That's the biggest one. Shelby Harris, I thought, had some pretty significant moments last year. But the trade-off is those three guys. Shelby Harris is probably a B- to a C+ type D lineman. Well, now you just went from a D in Drew Lock. As much as I like Drew Lock and think that there's still a future there, I think he's actually going to turn it around. We'll see, and who knows? You guys love to tell me I'm wrong on this one. But you basically went from a D quarterback to an A. Is that good enough to get you to 9, 10, 11 type wins? Yes. You're not going to win one more game because of Russell Wilson. You're not going to win 2 more. 3 is realistic. It's going to be more than 1 or 2. So if you win 3, you're sitting at 10 and 7 from what you did last year. You mean to tell me you don't think Russell Wilson's good enough? So that's like NFL Network doing 9 and 8. So they're going 2 games. They think Russell Wilson's good enough for 2 games. Smitty texting in, Kareem Jackson was basically a trade for Roby. Each signed free agent deals. Only Jackson stuck. Yeah, I mean, Kareem keeps sticking with Denver. You know, I keep wondering, man, he's not going to be back. Somebody's going to pay him more than what he's getting paid by Denver, but he keeps coming back. So I say all this, I do think this team is a playoff team. Should the expectations be that Denver goes to the playoffs this year? Would it be a failure? Nathaniel Hackett. And so when I ask you, is it the end of the world if they don't make the playoffs? If your answer is yes, then you have to be ready to do something. Don't you? Let's see, Dixon. Brady, the draft capital and players they have up, you would think just making the playoffs isn't good enough. Isn't the reason you gave up all that for Wilson was to win games like playoff games? Doesn't it have to be Super Bowl? Not this year. Again, the difference, but no, if it was Aaron Rodgers, I'm putting pressure on you to go to the Super Bowl because you've only got a four-year window. You realistically have a 10-year window with Russell Wilson. Can't win every Super Bowl. Because in the history of the Broncos, they haven't done that yet. You gave up a lot. What did they end up? What was the trade? What was it? Two first round picks, a second round pick. Don't get me wrong. It was a hefty price. Your expectations should be that this team is on the right path, but I mean, this is a long term plan. I believe at the same time. So you traded Noah Fant, Drew Lock, Shelby Harris, two first-round picks, two second-round picks, and a fifth-round pick. It was a haul, trust me. But Drew Lock and Noah Fant, I don't think anybody's losing sleep over that. Shelby Harris, loved you, but I'm not losing sleep over you. Sorry. I mean, again, a good player and had moments, but I'm just not losing sleep over him. If the result is Russell Wilson. Now the first second round picks, that was tough. That was steep. That was too steep for a 4-year window. But not a 10-year window? What is he? Is Russell Wilson 32 or 33? In this day and age, man, I think it's realistic. It's very realistic to have the 10-year conversation. That Russell Wilson could theoretically be the Denver Broncos starting quarterback for 10 years. So because of that, you're going to say that this is Super Bowl or bust every year now? I mean, come on. Wilson's never had those kind of expectations in Seattle. But now you're changing your expectations to, well, this is what they gave for him, so it better be. This is going to be a better team. I expect this team to go. Dixon says, so you're lining up the excuses already. Got it. They're going to win 11 games. They will be in the playoffs. I'm just pointing out the fact that I don't think that should be the end-all be-all. Okay, so if you're saying your expectations are for Denver to go to the playoffs, and if they don't, they failed. What are you doing in response? So if you're not prepared to move on from somebody, then you can't say playoffs or bust. We throw playoffs or bust around like it's this just meaningless saying. No, I mean it. When I say playoffs or bust, heads better roll if you don't make it. Is it second round advancement? Like, is it Western Conference Finals or bust for the Avs? If your answer is yes, then Jared Bednar's gone. Is it Western Conference Finals or bust next year for the Nuggets? If your answer is yes and they don't make it, then Michael Malone or Jamal Murray or Michael Porter Jr. or Tim Conley, someone's gone. Tim Conley's not going anywhere. He's built him up. He's built this team up. All the people like you, Brady, who were predicting them to get like 11 wins last year, kept saying they were just a quarterback away. Now, I, for one, know that I was not saying they were a quarterback away. So you're wrong, because I'm the one and only guy in this town, in this state, that believed Drew Lock. So I did not say they were a quarterback away. I do think for me to sit here right now and say that Russell Wilson's not far and away better than Drew Lock would be asinine, would be stupid. He is. Drew Lock is in my four tiers. He's in my fourth tier of quarterbacks available at thewholeshow.com. And the reason is because I haven't seen enough. And I know a lot of you guys, just your stomachs turn right when I say that. But I haven't. One season under Vic Magoo is not going to do it for me. Sorry. Give me one season as the starting quarterback, not looking over your shoulders, with Pete Carroll, and then I'll make my final assessment of Drew Lock. Last year doesn't count. Smitty says 14 wins if they were in the AFC South. West is stacked. That's what I'm saying. So you're saying this is a good team that could win 14 wins in a bad division for win 14 games. Still means you're a good team, even if it's a bad division. But the West is good. They're really good. 40 minutes after the hour. We'll keep on this when we come back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Ali Farouk Manesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Jades, there was something we didn't get to that we normally do in the first segment of this show, and that is the good, the bad, and the ugly presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. Not a lot of local good yesterday, right? Am I missing anything? But national news, I'm sorry, but I like greatness. So even if Drew Brees is messing with us, that the idea of a great quarterback that I think probably still can play at a pretty high level, Drew Brees coming back after a year hiatus, yeah, give me that as the good story from yesterday. As for the bad, boy, this guy had 7 errors last year, all year. He has 8 already. Ryan McMahon, he's had his moments of being good for this team, certainly on the offensive side, but defensively, he's really struggling. DNVR, Rockies picked up a clip from Ryan McMahon. Here it is.
It's getting me a little bit. I screwed us tonight. They scored 2 runs that they shouldn't have had. We should have won this game, and it's just plain as simple as that. It's got to stop. I don't necessarily know exactly what I need to do, but I guarantee you that it won't be from a lack of work.
He doesn't know what he needs to do, but he'll work hard to do it. The ugly is the Rockies dropping now 11 straight to the San Francisco Giants. Another rough pitch, one pitch. That was all it took by Daniel Bard.
Daniel Bard is your new pitcher. He's their closer.
And now Yastrzemski.
High drive to right. It is...
Bud Black was quoted after the game, said, hey, it was one pitch. Well, that's how it goes sometimes. Yikes. It's a rough go right now for the Rockies, who are now, for the first time this season, under 500, right? First time this season, right? Yeah, because they started out the gates pretty fast because they won that Dodger series, and April was very good to them. My poll question on Saturday, Jades, was, will the Rockies finish May with an above or below 500 record? And halfway through the month, they are now under 500. Can they retake that, get back to a winning record?
I guess technically they lost their first game of the season and then won the second two.
Okay, so that's right. Because last year they won the first game and then lost to the Dodgers.
But, I mean, it doesn't count. It's their first time being under 500.
Yeah. Either way, the point is made, right? I get this feeling that once we hit that, it's going to be hard to get back. I mean, San Francisco has their number. We know that. 11 straight. The Mets are no slouch. Then you're at Pittsburgh, but it's on the road. Should be able to beat Pittsburgh. All right, we'll take a short break. 48 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. I'll wrap up with what's on tonight. Avs, Blues. I didn't get to this as much as I wanted to. We had some great guests in that first hour. Avs, Blues, game 1. Who do you like in this one? And can the Avs p- potentially, you think they could sweep this thing, or a gentleman sweep, win this thing in 5:48 after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Keep it tuned to Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA for Preps Baseball.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Almost done here. We got betting across America coming up. I'll be curious to see what the fellas think of St. Louis and Colorado tonight. Can the Avs take game one? Yes. I think that's to me, that's an obvious one. I'm trying not to get too cocky with this deal, but I just think that the Avs are the better team here. And last year, you know, again, I know last year's last year, but that sticks in the back of your mind if you're the Avs. And this is a different team. They dismantled the Blues in the first round and, of course, lose in the second by starting off on the right foot against Vegas. The Avs just seem dialed in like we've never seen, like a bunch of machines out there. Three guys that are going to be pretty big in this one. Obviously, McKinnon, Rantanen, Landeskog, who's on the second line now. But those guys, they were absolutely monsters in the sweep of the Blues last year. Those three guys had combined for 9 goals and 24 points in last year's sweep of the Blues. So Nathan McKinnon, probably, I wouldn't be shocked if Nathan McKinnon kind of takes his rightful place as the top dog for the Avs again. And that's a great problem to have. When you have Cale Makar and Nathan McKinnon fighting back and forth as far as who's the best member of this Avalanche team. Now, the Avs power play, it's going to be key again. They were amazing in that 4-game sweep against Nashville. They led the NHL with a 43.8% power play in the postseason. They scored on 7 of 16 opportunities. So, power play, Nathan McKinnon and Rantanen, I think, are going to be huge. Avs are going to take game one. No problems there. And we'll get a little bit closer to Mission 16. That's going to do it for us. Stay tuned to Betting Across America. Find out what the wise guys have to say about this one tonight. Good night, Northern Colorado.